Leading the news this morning, top climate scientists are warning fossil fuels must be phased out by the end of the century to avoid damaging climate change. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has launched the latest report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. John Connor from the Climate Institute says the report is particularly relevant for Australia.
Humanity, and particularly our industry, is having a direct influence on the climate system, and that we're seeing impacts now, and that we must take action urgently. Australia, particularly with heat waves and many other impacts, is right at the front line of that.
John Connor. Fire investigators are trying to determine the cause of a suspicious fire that's still burning in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. The blaze began near Cliff Drive in Katoomba on Saturday, destroying one home. The immediate threat has eased, but authorities are warning residents to stay alert. Two leading Sydney surgeons are calling for weight loss surgery to be made available in the public health system. In an article in the Australian Medical Journal, Professor Michael Eadie and Dr. Michael Talbot say many people are missing out on life-saving surgery because they can't afford it. And two people have been rescued from a burning house in Melbourne's north early this morning. Firefighters used a ladder to rescue the pair from the balcony of a house at Epping. An 11-year-old girl also suffered burns to her hand. Another five people managed to escape the blaze.